ဒီနေ့2018ခုဖေဖော်ဝါရီလ14ရက်ဘုရားဟူးနေ
့ Today is the 14th of February 2018 It's Wednesday
မနေ့ကကဘာမှာမေတ္တာအကြီးမားဆုံးပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ရဲ့အကြောင်းလေးဟောခဲ့တယ
် YesterdaySayadaw mentioned in his Dhamma talk the most powerful Metta person.
Rima Mimi Gugu Tapuya Dhane Lai Nere Minguri Mala Boma Dhidaro Yahula Chittalu Metta Ne Chinnaimu Metta Dhanaimu Pyogere.
Sayadaw mentioned that the Buddha had metta for Angulimala, who followed the Buddha with a knife and wanted to kill him. So he had metta for Angulimala in the same way as he had metta for his son Rahula. Today Sayadaw wants to talk a little bit more.About Angulimala.
The Angulimala, the Kodala Dain, Kodala Menye, Purohe Da Pyate.
So Angulimala had been an advisor to the king of Kosala.
The Kodala Minima Purohei Deo Shire.
The king of Kosala, he had an advisor.
Denijaro Hari Purohei Ye.မိမအမျိုးသမီးကိုဝန်တီးတယ
် So one day the wife of that advisor she got pregnant
အဲ့ဒီကိုဝန်တီးတဲ့နေ့မှာပဲအဲကိုသလန်တိုင်းနဲ့မှာရှိတယ်ဒီလက်နဲ့တည်းအယောင်လေးထွက်လာတယ်
So, on the day that child, the boy was born, there were also many weapons appeared in the country. So, though Arya, because she often goes back to Switzerland,She has forgotten Myanmar language.
Now, Kodala Minye Nando Male, the dog dad, then that, Sare, the Lenadia, a yoni twilare.
So these weapons, they were very shiny. So there was like a radiance going out from these weapons.
And
so when Kosala, the king of Kosala, came to know about this, he got very frightened, very afraid, and he could not sleep anymore.
Now, when I got there, I got a Burohe Ji, Kodra Mentan, Lare.
Then, a bit later, the advisor went to the king of Kosala.
Nara Kodra Minya made it, Punaya made it. Simimia Nyaga Elu Gawela, Elu Bioela made it.
So the advisor then asked the king, did you sleep well? Have you been asleep?
Nyaga nga elu mea ude di nga nandwe ma lenne dea a yoni twanira nga duya miyare.
And the king said, no, I could not sleep because the weapons they shine very strongly. And that's why the king was very afraid and he could no longer sleep.
And
the king said to the advisor, why is this happening? Please inquire into this. And so then the advisor, he tried to read the signs of the stars or astrology. And then the advisor said, well, it's because there is the birth of a certain child which has caused the weapons to be so shining. And the advisor further said, and today is the day when my wife has given birth to a child, to a son, and this is the reason why the weapons have such a strong radiance.
Good. Tigliya Sora Nekane Shinbi Mure Dojo Tigli Di Luzolu Maji Pilime.
And it was concluded that because this child was born under bad stars or bad signs, that this child would become a bad person. And then the king asked, well, this child will become a bad person just by himself, or will he be a bad person within a group of bad persons? And the advisor said, no, it's going to be a single person who is bad.
And then
the question was asked, so should this child be killed or not?
And
then the king said, well, if this child will just be a single bad person, then there is no need to kill this child, but raise this child.
Adilune, digle muila reka, tu namegu, heindegaru, diluname be.
And so then they gave the name Ahimsaka to the child.
Do, you yau de, such an ila yau de kajaro.
And when the boy was a young man of 16 years, he went to the university. So the young man, the student, he was very obedient and he had a lot of respect for his teacher, for the wife of his teacher, and he fulfilled all the duties that the student has for his teacher. Among all the students, he was the most obedient student.
So the student,
he fulfilled all the duties towards the teacher at the university, and he even fulfilled his duties towards his teacher at his home. And that's why the wife of the teacher loved him very much. So the wife then gave food to the student. Sometimes she would give him clothes.
And that's
why then the other students, they became jealous of Ahimsaka, of this student.
And
so then the other students started to talk behind the back of Ahimsaka and his teacher to cause mistrust. So they started to talk about like how much the teacher favored the student Ahimsaka, how much the teacher's wife loved him, and so on. So at the beginning, the teacher didn't believe what the other students were telling him, but then after some days, he started to believe the other students. So then he started to fear that Ahimsaka would try to kill him. Ahimsaka was a strong young man.
And
so sorry. It's the other way around. The teacher wanted to kill Ahimsaka.
Ahimsaka, me dambinya, gunung damyao dwabi.
So one day the teacher called Ahimsaka and told him, now you have finished your studies.
Adabinya alo damyao dwabi suluji seyagu atu puzo yare.
And when one has finished his studies, one has to make a special present to the teacher, or one has to do something very special in order to show the respect for one's teacher. And then Ahimsaka asked, well, what do I need to bring you in order to show this respect? Then the teacher said, well, Ahimsaka, for those who have finished their studies, completed their studies, then to show the special respect to the teacher, these people, these students, have to bring 1,000 fingers to the teacher. So the teacher was very tricky. Actually, he wanted to kill the student. So his request that Ahimsaka bring him 1,000 index fingers from other people meant that he needed to kill 1,000 people, and the teacher thought that by doing so, or before he would be able to have killed all these people, Ahimsaka would be killed. But Ahimsaka, he was a very, very strong young man. It is said that he was strong as 7 elephants. He was so strong that even if somebody was sent after him to overcome him, to kill him, it was basically impossible. So then Ahimsaka went into the forest and he waited at the side of a path that was frequently used by people. So then, whenever somebody would come along this path through the forest, Ahimsaka would kill the person and cut off the index finger of this person. And then he would this index finger on a string and wearing it as a garland around his neck. And then he killed the second person coming through, cut off his index finger and put it on his garland.
အဲ့ဒီလိုနဲ့လူတွေတွေ့တိုင်းလိုက်သက်လိုက်သက်တညူကလေးတွေယူယူပြီးတော့ကျိုးနဲ့ချီးပြီးလေပင်ကိုအတူတူဆွဲတာ
So in this way he killed one person after another and each time he cut off the index finger and put the index finger on his garland which he was wearing around his neck
ကိုကအမျိုးသမီးများဒီပန်ကုန်းကြီးလေပင်ဆွဲတာတို့ပေါ့
It was like a garland, or like a garland of flowers that women wear around their necks. And so that's why he got the name Angulimala.
Angulimala is a name that is called Angulimala.
Angulimala this means a garland of fingers
အဲ့ဒီလိုနဲ့လူတွေ့လိုက်သက်ညှို့ဖြတ်ပြီးဆွဲတာလူတွေ့လိုက်သက်ညှို့ဖြတ်ပြီးလည်ပင်ဆွဲထားနေအားလုံးလက်ညှို့ပေါင်း999ချောင်းရှိပါပြီ
So in this way He killed one person after another, cut off their index fingers, and put them on his garland, which he was wearing around his neck. And so, in this way, he killed people until he had 999 fingers on his garland. So the teacher had asked for 1,000 index fingers, and this meant that he needed one more index finger. And so Angulimala thought, well, now I need only one more finger, and so then my garland of 1,000 fingers is complete. Then I can go back to my teacher.And pay respect to my teacher with this special present.
The Angulimala, tuye parami, tuye siddhagaro, majamavu, luga, madam parami balare, parami shen deyave.
So Angulimala was not a person without paramis.Actually, the paramis of Angulimala were quite developed.
Tuga lu jambo hu, lu zom ho hu. Di pawon jin ga aso khan lai lu, tuga so twa de lu zo phit.
And actually, Angulimala was not a bad person. From birth, but he became a bad or wicked person because of the environment in which he grew up, in which he had lived. So that's why certain environments can be very dangerous.
Mimi Bua Gu Kong Onle.ပဝန်ကျင်ကလှုပ်ဆောင်နိုင်တယ်မိမိဘဝကိုဆိုးသွမ်းအောင်လည်းပဝန်ကျင်ကလှုပ်ဆောင်နိုင်တယ
် So a good and conducive environment can help to become a good person to lead a good life but a bad environment can make one a bad or wicked person
ဒီအင်္ဂလိပ်မှာလာသူကလူတော်လူကောင်းတယောက်ပဲဒါပေမဲ့ဘဝကျင်ကြောင့်သူကလူဆိုးလူမိုက်လုပ်လိုက်ရလူဆိုးလူမိုက်ကြီးဖြစ်သွားတ
ယ်အင်္ဂလိပ်မှာလာ was actually a good person a virtuous person but through the environment he lived in he became a bad or wicked person
ဒါနဲ့ဒီနေ့တော့ငါလက်ညှိုးတထောင်ပြေတော့မှာတချောင်းမယ်လို့တော့လေ ဒီနေ့ကတော့ဘယ်သူလာလာငါမရှောင်နိုင်တော့ဘူးညို့ပေါင်းတထောင်ရာရေးအတွက်အမေလာလဲအမေတတ်အဖေလာရင်လဲအဖေတတ်မယ်လို့ဒီလိုသူစိတ်ကူးထားတယ
် So on that particular day he was reflecting that now he needed only one more index finger to have his garland of 1,000 fingers complete, and he decided that he was going to kill anybody who would come on the forest path. And he told himself, even if my mother would come, I would kill her. Even if my father would come, I would kill him.
အဲ့ဒီတော့တဲ့မှာလေသူတရင်ကအလုံးကကြားနေပြီလေဒီတော့တဲ့မှာလာတဲ့လူတွေအဲသူကတတ်တယ်တတ်တယ်လို့ဆိုတော့တော့တဲ့လမ်းလေဘယ်သူမှမသွားတော့
However in the meantime the news about this killer had spread people knew that it was dangerous to go through that forest and so nobody took this forest path anymore
နာရကဒီယွာရေနာတော်တဲ့လူတွေမလာတဲ့အခါကျတော့လူတွေရှိတဲ့ယွာနာကက်ထွက်လာတဲ့လူတွေအတထွက်လာတဲ့လူတွေအတဆိုယွာတဲ့လူတွေလည်းယွာတဲ့မနေဘူးပြေးကုန်ကြ
And when nobody came anymore through the forest actually Angulimala then left the forest and went to nearby villages and killed peopleIn the villages, and so the people in the villages they were very much afraid and they left their villages.
Angulimala jaw da ne ywa de ywa ywa ri ywa ri ywa ri lu ri le ywa ma ri u myo bo gung tet pye ko nya.
So the people were so afraid of Angulimala that they didn't stay in their villages anymore but they left their villages and went to liveIn the town.
အဲ့ဒီမှာမြို့သူမြို့သားတွေကကောသလမင်းကြီးကောသလရှင်မင်းကြီးကိုအဲတိုင်းကြတာပေါ့လေရှင်မင်းမြတ်ဒီအင်္ဂလိပ်မာလာကအတော်တောင်းကျမ်းနေတယ်အဲ့ဒီအင်္ဂလိပ်မာလာကိုဖမ်းပါဖမ်းပြီးပါနဲ့ဒီလိုဩကြတာ
So then the people went to the king of Kosala andThey told him about Angulimala and they asked him to please catch Angulimala.
Hello, Dandu Pitaria or Godala Menile, Angulimala Pamboya, Duleve, Janzi Yarabo, Sizin Yarabo.
And so, because the people really pleaded with the king to catch Angulimala.Then the king gave the orders to catch Angulimala.
Then the people who were in the village were in the village. They were in the village of Angulimala. They were in the village.
And so the king then gave the orders that all strong men from the kingdomneeded to come the following day in order to search for Angulimala and then get hold of him. And so then this news also reached Angulimala's mother.
စီစဉ်နေကြပြီငါသားကြီးတော့ဒုက္ခရောက်တော့မှာပဲတိတယ်တိတယ်နဲ့သူ့မိကအစိုးကြီးဓမင်းလေးထုတ်ပြီးတော့ငကုလီမာလာရှိတဲ့ဒီမှန်ပြီးတော့သွားတယ
် So the mother somehow knew that this killer was her son Angulimala and as she had heard that the following day they would set out to get hold of him soVery early in the morning, she took some food, cooked some rice, and then she went to that forest where it was said that Angulimala was living.
Nada Inguri Mala Mingu Kodala Mini Pamua Lani De Min Lu on B a dream mechanic Nada Lu on B in it. But I got it over it. Like Bidole Share.
So then as she was walking, she looked for him, but she was also speaking very loudly into the forest, Angulimala, the king or the strong man of the kingdom, they will come and search for you, they will come and catch you, so please run away.
Angulimala ga adan le ja de mien le mien ne mien ne ga ji lai do nga ami ba la ti.
So Angulimala heard this voice and he also saw the person and he realized that this was his mother.
Tho chin ma myat saw pya yin ku lo myat ga le tapinyu dan nyan ne ji lai do Angulimala mien no mu de.
And at that very time, the Buddha looked over the world with his omniscience, and Angulimala appeared in his mind.
The Angulimala, the Parami, Chinyi Parami Bare.
And the Buddha knew that Angulimala had perfections.
To Baramiya Di Babuama Duyana Bjeme Bogu.
And the Buddha knew that his paramis were so ripe that even within this lifetime he could become an arahant, fully liberated.
Dine tu me lai ame go dame phiu lai ame go dame lu tu jan si tha de ame go dame lu si yin no tu Yahana Pshime Andere Pshidomave.
And he also knew that Angulimala had the intention to kill his mother, but by killing his mother, he would not be able to become an arahant.
Daga Yogimya Dibu Bududa Yobya. The Barami Yahana Pshilong Mapu Nivan Yalong. Zan binye yala ong, barami bin barabin banya dolebe, tumbugua, ami udami me, api udami me, yahanda udami me, peyagu, twitter on lumi me, suye, adua, zan binye ne, dibo ma miyana ino, mefuni bale, miyana ino.
So now Sayadaw is just giving you some general knowledge, saying that if a person has the paramis to become an arahant, to become fully liberated in this lifetime, then this is not possible if he kills either his mother or his father or an arahant or if he causes a Buddha to bleed. So these deeds prevent a person to become fully enlightened in that lifetime, although the person would have the paramis to become fully enlightened in this life.
Dhamya Sabha ka Sengjian ne li du adi ni yahana apshin di bwa ma du yahana apshin lao de bogu ame gu da mi lu jian du yahana apshin ma mo do wu ta jau nga dwa bi du gu kem apshin me lu.
So then the Buddha was reflecting, thinking that this Angulimala has the perfections to become fully enlightened, become an arahant in this life, but if he is going to kill his mother, then that would not be possible, so I better go and save him, the Buddha thought.
Angulimala gale tuye sumpya che daime Dinero Amila Amida Mabe Pela and Peda Mabezure, some judge at Dime, could do a me lare, Lara Miene, a me at the Jare, eh, maybe in Pedigaza, Nara Dini, then you want to Tom Pi, me tamma phit me so bi me ko da ne lite de.
So as said, Angulimala had decided that whoever would come to the forest today, he would kill this person, even if it were his mother or his father. And now, actually, his mother had come into the forest. He heard her voice, he saw her, he knew that it was her, his mother. And so, based on his decision, he took his knife and ran after his mother.
Do I like Amea B? English Malaga like Amea B? Miale, the Tangale Ore, Nadaya Ameva He, Nadaya Ameva Hene, Oin Oin Beer, Beer, English Malale, Lighter or Dane.
So Angulimala was running after his mother with his knife. The mother was running for her life and shouting, Angulimala, I'm your mother. Angulimala, I'm your mother. But still, Angulimala was running after her.
Angulimala, le ame mandi de, ti ben ti nyan do le le nyu bong de thau, pie yi e dwe du le ben ame wu tap phu lai da.
And although Angulimala knew that this person was his mother, he kept running after her because he wanted one more index finger to make his garland of 1,000 fingers complete.
Adilovia, Amea B. Angulimala, Lai Nere Ache, Nazavaga, Duru Neojago, the Go Benin, Wimbi, Yado Mulai De.
And so, when Angulimala was running after his mother, and at that time, the Buddha, by his supernormal powers, appeared between the two of them and stood there. Actually, he did not stand still, but he walked in a normal pace. So then Angulimala thought, okay, now there is another person, a monk. I do not follow my mother anymore. I will not kill my mother anymore, but instead I will follow this monk, kill him, and get the index finger from this monk. So the Buddha was going slowly or in a slow pace, and Angulimala was running as fast as he could, but he could not catch up with the Buddha. He could not get closer to the
Buddha.
So this was so because the Buddha used his special powers, and so although he was walking at a slow pace, Angulimala could not catch up with him. So Angulimala, this strong man, as much as he was exerting himself, he could not catch up with the Buddha. And so then, after some time, he got very tired and was breathing very heavily.
And
at that time, the Buddha had no dosa, no anger or hatred towards Angulimala, who was about to kill him. But instead of anger, the Buddha was full of metta for Angulimala.
Angulimala said, "Go, set me Malayan or Monevi. Monevi or the Badaga or Yahani Yado, Yahani Yaba, Yahani Yaba, Lambi or."
And so when Angulimala was so tired that he could no longer run, then he started to shout, "Monk, stop! Hey, monk, stop!"
And the Mother of Babiolo, Angulimala, Mabiaga Yanida, Me Yapu Lure, Angulimala, Mabiaga Yanida, Meme Yapu Lure, and Mayne.
And so the Buddha then replied to Angulimala, said, "Angulimala, I have stopped. It's you that has not stopped. I have stopped. You are running."
And Angulimala, then are Yahan is a Mahoman at the Gama Biobu, Tudia Yahan. Tadu Tony than a Nayani, the Maja Puva, Lode, Rubiore, Tadiba Siam, eh, Badiba and Biola.
So when Angulimala heard these words, he started to reflect, thinking, well, when a monk talks, he does not tell lies, he speaks the truth. So there must be some meaning to his words when he says, "I have stopped, but you have not stopped."
And
so then Angulimala asked the monk, "Bhante, you know, you say, 'I have stopped, you have not stopped,' but actually you are still walking, but you say, 'I have stopped.' What is the meaning of this?"
ငါကယက်နေတယ်လို့ဆိုတာကငါမှာအကုသိုလ်ဆိုရင်ဘာတစ်ခုမှမလုပ်တော့ဘူးသူများကိုညှင်းဆဲတာတို့တတ်တာတို့ဖြတ်တာတို့ဒီလက်နဲ့တွေဘာတွေကင်တာတို့ငါမှာမရှိဘူးအကုန်လုံးငါအကုသိုလ်တွေပယ်ရှားပြီးပြီးတဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ငါဗျာတန်တရာထဲမှာမလဲတော့ဘူးယက်ပြီးတဲ့သင်္နာအကုသိုလ်တွေလုပ်နေတယ်မင်းမဲ
And so then the Buddha replied, "You know, I have stopped. That means I have stopped to do unwholesome deeds. I have stopped to tell lies. I have stopped to kill other people. I have stopped to cut them off their fingers. So I have completely stopped to engage in any kind of unwholesome deeds. That's why I say I have stopped. But you have not yet stopped because you are engaging in unwholesome deeds. You kill people, you shout at people, so you have not stopped. You are still committing unwholesome deeds."
အဲ့တော့ဒီအင်္ဂလိပ်မာလာကသူကခိပညာတက်ကိုခိပညာရှင်ခိပညာတက်ဆိုတော့ဒါသိသွားပြီ။ဩငါအကုသိုလ်တွေလို့လူတွေများစွာတက်အကုသိုလ်တွေလို့ဒီအကုသိုလ်တွေနဲ့ဆိုရင်ငါတန်တရာထဲမှာလဲဥမှာပဲဒါကိုမြတ်စွာဘုရားငါရက်ဖို့နားဖို့ပြောတာပဲလို့ဆိုပြီးဒါကြတဲ့လက်နဲ့တွေအကုန်လုံးချမြတ်စွာဘုရားကဝန်ချတောင်းပန်ပြီးယဟန်ဖြစ်ကိုတောင်းတယ်။
So Angulimala, who had had a good education, so then he realized that he should not continue to engage in unwholesome deeds, and that he should change his life so that he could do wholesome deeds. And with that, he threw away his knife, bowed down to the Buddha, and asked him to forgive him.
Yahan che yau de ga ဝိပဿနာတရားကြိုးစားပွားများအားထုတ်တော့သူဟာယဟန္တာမထေရကြီးဖြစ်သွားတယ
် And then he ordained as a monk under the Buddha and then he practiced vipassana meditation and through the practice of vipassana meditation he became fully liberated he became an arahant
ဒီမှာဒီစတိုရီမှာဘာကိုပြောလို့တလဲဆိုရင်မြတ်စွာဘုရားရဲ့မေတ္တာတော်ကြီးမားပုံကိုပြောတာပ
ါ So what does Sayadaw want to say with this story? He wants to point out the powerful and strong metta of the Buddha.
မြတ်စွာဘုရားရဲ့မေတ္တာတော်ဘလောက်ကြီးမားတယ်လဲကြီးတဲ့ကိုယ့်ကိုတတ်ဖို့ရာမိမိကိုယ်ကိုတတ်ဖို့ရာဓာတ်ကိုထမ်းပြီးလိုက်နေတဲ့ဒီတကူကြီးပေါ်မှာသူမေတ္တာမပြတ်ဘူးမေတ္တာထားနိုင်တယ်မေတ္တာပွားနိုင်တယ်လို့ဆိုတော့ဒါအမတန်နိုင်ရှင်မနိုင်ရှင်လောက်အောင်ကြီးမားတဲ့မေတ္တာရှင်ကြီးပေါ့
So the Buddha is the person with the most powerful with the strongest metta his metta is actually incomparable because he still had metta for Angulimala who was going to kill the Buddha. But the Buddha had no dosa for him, but his heart was still full of metta. That's why the Buddha is the person with the most powerful, with the strongest metta. That, and the person, or his metta was really incomparable.
The Buddha yogi adu yuguya ပြောတာပ
ါ So Sayadaw says that you should try to emulate the Buddha.
ဒါကမေတ္တာပွားပြီးနေတဲ့အခါမှာအဲနာဒေါသတွေဒေါမနတာတွေဖြစ်လာတဲ့အခါမျိုးလို့သူပွားတဲ့အခါပွားကံပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ပေါ်မှာမေတ္တာပို့လို့မဖြစ်တဲ့အခါမရတဲ့အခါမျိုးမှာဒါလေးတွေဆင်ခြင်ရတယ
် So at timesWhen in the practice of metta meditation there arises dosa, anger, ill will, aversion, or in regard to the person who is the object of your metta meditation, then at such a time you should reflect on this story.
ကိုပြောဆိုစောကားထားတယ်ဒီလိုအမှုတွေစိတ်ထဲမှာပေါ်ပေါ်လာတတ်တယ်အဲ့ဒီလိုအကောင်မျိုးမှာဆိုရင်ဒီမြတ်စွာဘုရားရဲ့ဒီအကြောင်းအရာလေးတွေကိုဆင်ခြင်ပေးရတယ
် Or else when you are practicing metta meditation and metta meditation for a person who has harmed you or wronged you in any way and so then ifDosa and the defilements arise at such a moment you should reflect on the powerful and strong metta of the Buddha as illustrated in this story
အရင်မေတ္တာတရားစကန်းတုန်းကတရားပတ်တုန်းကယောဂီတရားကိုရှောက်တာလေးပြောဦးမယ
် Now Sayadaw will tell what one meditator from the first metta retreatwas reporting to Sayadaw.
သူအားတဲ့ဆရာတော်ကကျေးဇူးရှိတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်အပေါ်ခိုင်းတဲ့အခါသူ့အမိကိုသူမေတ္တာပွားတယ်တဲ့
The person said that when Sayadaw gave the instructions to cultivate metta for a benefactor, the person cultivated metta for the mother.
အဲ့ဒီလိုပွားတဲ့အခါမှာသူငငငကသူဘောအမေကဆဲရာတွေစူရာတွေရိုက်တာတွေမတရားလုပ်တာတွေကိုမြင်မြင်လာပြီးတော့ဒေါသတွေဖြစ်ပြလာတယ
် So the meditator said that when she was young the mother treated her not nicely she was scolding her she was shouting at her and she did many things that were not nice and sothen she got angry
အမေကိုချစ်တော့ချစ်ပါတယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဒီ
And the meditator said that basically she loves her mother, but when she remembered these episodes from when she was small, then anger was arising.
This
can happen that when one cultivates metta for a certain person, that one remembers incidents from before where the person had shouted at oneself or abused oneself or harmed or wronged oneself, and so then anger arises in one's mind. So this can happen, but if that happens, then one should reflect on the strong quality of metta that the Buddha had. So one should reflect that, you know, the Buddha did not get angry at Angulimala, although Angulimala wanted to kill the Buddha. So then one should and the Buddha was still full of metta for Angulimala. So one should reflect in that way that now for the person who is the object of one's metta meditation, and if one gets angry at that person because of some memories or incidents that have happened, one should realize that, or one should try not to get caught up in anger, but one should try to really cultivate metta for that person. And this reflection will be especially useful later on when you are instructed to cultivate metta for a person you hate or for a person who is your enemy. Then at that time, when anger arises, you should resort to this reflection, reflecting about the great power of the Buddha's metta. So then, with the help of these reflections and the practice of cultivating metta for other people, then later on one will be able to cultivate metta for any person, for any being, and so then no more anger will arise. So you should try to develop metta for, you should try to develop metta continuously for uninterruptedly. So there should be nothing that could interfere with your metta, or nothing that could cause a disruption of your metta practice. And when you're able to continuously, uninterruptedly cultivate metta, then your metta will become stronger.
Rilu metta jin set aw chu mat bwa mya a tu nai ja de pyin ku yo se ba nyi chan da ja de tu ro sin mya pyin nai ja ba si.
So may you be able by continuously cultivating metta to experience happiness and peace in both body and mind. May you become virtuous people.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.